Chapter 9. The Pollution Problem.
Arda and his friends are in the television room. They are watching TV.
Good morning. You are watching the news channel. Today, we have really interesting news. All mayors and leaders around the world came together in an environmental organization. They made a list of rules. These new rules are a bit different from the old rules. They are really strange.
A. There is a problem with the sound system of the TV again. Write the missing letters and fill in the blanks. Example. Factories don't have to use gas filters because they are unnecessary. 1. Factories have to pour their nuclear waste into the ocean because it's cheaper. 2. Builders must cut down trees to build roads and apartment blocks. People need more buildings, not more forests. 3. People shouldn't use renewable energy sources like solar or wind energy because they aren't efficient. 4. People mustn't recycle because it's a waste of time. People can throw their rubbish on the streets. Nature cleans them. 5. People don't have to use eco-friendly bags. They can use plastic ones and throw them out. 6. People mustn't use public transportation because it's always very crowded and uncomfortable. 7. People can waste water because there is too much water in nature. 8. People don't have to save energy because there are a lot of sources. B. Look at the new rules of the leaders above. There is something wrong with these rules, right? Correct the rules and write them. Use must, mustn't, have to, should, or shouldn't.
Arda turns off the TV. He is very angry.
This is enigmatic. So that's its evil plan. It changes its appearance and looks like mayors and world leaders. It makes these rules because it wants to harm the balance of nature. It will destroy our planet. We must take action.
What can we do?
I have an idea. We will go to Istanbul to play football, right? Our match will be on TV, and people all around the world will watch it. Let's design T-shirts. We can write environmental slogans on them. We can wear them to the match. People will see our T-shirts. We can start an environmental campaign.
Good idea. You are very smart. Let's design T-shirts. Come on, we should go to the arts room.
C. Write different environmental slogans on the T-shirts of the team. It should be about the topics in brackets.
Next week, they go to Istanbul for the football finals. They are in the changing room of the football stadium.
This can't be my country. I can't breathe because of air pollution.
This isn't the problem of Turkey only. Air pollution is a big problem all around the world because factories don't use gas filters. It's Enigmatic's plan.
At that moment, Mr. Runner gets in. He gives them gas masks.
Wear these gas masks. You will play with these on your faces.
What? We will play with gas masks on our faces?
Don't worry, Arda. You always break the rules and receive a red card in the second minute. You probably won't play so long. Miranda's knee is injured. Enigmatic isn't here. Our team is weak. We will definitely lose this match.
No one speaks. Everyone knows he is right. After a long silence, Arda stands up.
Maybe we will lose, but people will see our t-shirts. We shouldn't play to win today. We should play to save the world. Let's go there and make a difference.
Hi, dear spectators. You're watching the International Middle School Football Cup Finals, and I'm the commentator of this match. Today, Magnific plays against Sunland. The winner will get the cup, but who will win? Sunland won many cups before, but Magnific didn't win any. People think Sunland has more chance today. Also, players will wear gas masks because of air pollution. Oh, look! They're coming! Wow! Look at the t-shirts of Magnific's players. There are environmental slogans on them. All the spectators applaud them. And the match starts. Magnific has the ball. Oh, the player runs and hits the ball. The ball bounces and hits Bonnie's head. It flies and goal! The score is 1-0. This time, Sunland has the ball. Players run fast. Arda tries to take the ball, but he can't. Miranda tries to take the ball, too. Sunland's player hits her knee. Miranda falls down. She's injured. She's out of the game. Sunland's player receives a red card. He's out of the game, too. Arda takes the ball. He runs, and goal! The score is 2-0. Sunland has the ball. They run. Taylor tries to take the ball, but he can't. Sunland is fast. Their player hits the ball. The goalkeeper of Magnific holds the ball. He throws the ball to Jamie. Jamie runs. Jamie passes the ball to Arda. Arda hits the ball and goal! 3-0. This is amazing. Magnific plays very well today. Magnific beats Sunland. This was a great match.
Spectators cheer and sing songs.
Magnific, Magnific, the players are terrific. Magnific, Magnific, they are fantastic.
Mr. Runner and Mr. Ruler run towards the players. They take out their gas masks and hold the football cup. They are all very happy. Television reporters come near them.
You won the International Football Cup. How do you feel?
We are very excited and happy.
How will you celebrate your success?
We will plant a tree.
What? Plant a tree? Here? On this football court?
Yes. We didn't play this game to win. We played it because there are lots of environmental problems in the world, and we want to warn people. Those new rules threaten the balance of nature. We don't want to wear gas masks. We don't want humans to become extinct. So we wear these t-shirts with slogans. Also, we will plant a seed near the football court. It will grow and people will see it in every match. They will always remember they should protect nature. We live on this planet and we are responsible for protecting it.
D. The team of Magnific plants the seeds. Match the sentences below with the pictures.
The spectators applaud. Everyone looks very happy and excited. At that moment, Arda sees his father.
Dad, I miss you so much.
But his father doesn't smile. He looks angry.
I came to take you home, Arda. Your teachers called me last week. Did you really start a fire at the bookshop?
The principal stops him.
Oh, Mr. Yilmaz, it's okay. Don't be so angry. We controlled the fire in a very short time, and maybe he didn't do it. We aren't sure.
Here's my son. I know him very well. He is very naughty. He always causes trouble. Was there a fire at school last week? I'm sure it was Arda's fault.
No, it wasn't my fault.
Who did it? Aliens?
Well, yes.
Ah, that's it. You don't go back to school. I'm taking you back home.
Arda is naughty, but he has got a big heart. We want him in our school.
Please, sir, think again. Arda makes mistakes, but he is a child. Think about his future. Look, he scored 2 goals in this match. We should give him a chance.
I'm his father, and I say no. Come on, Arda, we are going home.
But, Dad...
I don't want to hear one more word. Let's go. Say goodbye to your teachers and friends. It's the end of your education in Magnific.
Arda starts crying. Everyone looks very sad, but Arda's father looks serious. Arda hugs his friends and says goodbye to them. Their teachers walk after them.
Mr. Yilmaz, please think again.
But Arda's father stops them.
Don't follow us. We are leaving.
He holds Arda's arm and pulls him.
No, Dad, please. I didn't do anything.
But his father doesn't listen. They get out of the stadium and turn the corner. Suddenly, Arda's father looks at Arda's face. He smiles. His face starts changing. His skin color turns red.
You aren't my father. You are enigmatic. You changed your appearance.
Enigmatic takes out the remote control of the teleportation machine and pushes the button. Now they are at the beach on Magnific.
What are you doing? Why are you doing all these?
Enigmatic smiles.
E. Fill in the blanks with the words in the boxes.
I changed my appearance and looked like world leaders. I changed all the environmental rules on Earth. Look at how things changed in a week. People wear gas masks because of air pollution. People don't use renewable energy sources. Factories throw their waste into rivers, lakes, and oceans. It causes water pollution. The temperatures are rising. Polar ice caps are melting, and sea levels are rising too. Also, people cut down trees, and rainforests disappear. Levels of greenhouse gases increase. The greenhouse effect causes global warming. The climate is changing. All animals and humans will become extinct soon. It's time for me to leave. I will go back to Messier 87 and report the information about the Earth to my alien friends. Later, I will come back with an army of aliens. We will take all the natural resources on Earth, and we will destroy it!
Arda feels very angry.
I will tell everyone about your terrible plans.
You can't, because you are coming with me. We will do experiments on you in Messier 87. We will learn more about humans.
Arda looks scared. He tries to run, but Enigmatic holds him.
Help! Help me! An alien is kidnapping me!
Arda shouts, but no one hears him. Enigmatic pushes the button of his remote control. His space shuttle appears over the ocean. Enigmatic walks on the water. Arda tries to escape, but he can't. Enigmatic stands under the space shuttle. The lights of the space shuttle fall on them. Now they are flying up to the space shuttle. At that moment, Arda punches the alien's hand, and the remote control falls into the ocean.
What did you do?
Arda punches its stomach, too. A journal falls out of its pocket.
You silly kid!
They go up and up. Finally, they get into the space shuttle.
Anyway, I don't need the remote control of my teleportation machine. I'm in the space shuttle now. I can control it from here. We are leaving. Say goodbye to your planet. You will never see it again.
Enigmatic ties Arda's hand with a chain. It locks the chain and hangs the key up to the ceiling. Arda looks out of the window. The space shuttle flies. Arda looks at the Earth's beautiful blue oceans and green forests.
Goodbye, my wonderful planet. Goodbye.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 145 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Collection page at the back of the book.